Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jude Capper joining us. We're back with Jude right after this. Neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Go Bob Pipe and Steel. When Bob Studebaker of Go Bob sat down with me, the first thing that jumped out at me is his commitment of doing a job right. He only sells products that'll last for a long time.
Products that are cheaper in the long run because you don't end up with a junk pile of bent-up gates or bent-up panels or old hay feeders or a feed trough that cow you bought it one day and cow stepped on it and then it was gone the next.
The folks at Go Buy Pipe and Steel know their stuff, and they'll match the product with the job that you need done.
We've even come up with a strength rating system, and so we recommend different weights of pipe for different applications. You know, on a perimeter fence, you don't need as heavy a pipe as you do in the corral where you're putting pressure against it.
They've got indestructible hay feeders, flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365, Go Bob Pipe and Steel. The beef industry often finds itself under attack from activists who claim it's environmentally unsustainable. But joining us today is a lady who fully refutes that accusation and says that cattle producers have got to be a part of telling the positive story of today's beef production. Dr. Jude Capper is an animal scientist from Washington State University, a noted livestock sustainability consultant. She's appeared all over the world talking about beef cattle production in our country. Part of her cause is to debunk what she calls the myths about cattle production.
The conventional beef industry has been sustainable and will continue to be because we know now far better how to treat our cattle, how to feed them, how to breed them, how to care for them every single day. So what that means is over the last 30 years or so, we use 12% less water per pound of beef, we use 33% less land per pound of beef, and the carbon footprint per pound has come down by 16%, which is a huge achievement on the behalf of the industry.
Dr. Capper suggests to cattle producers and others in the beef industry that in reaching out and informing consumers, they play up the fact that livestock production is well positioned to help feed an ever-growing world population.
What we almost all care about is feeding hungry kids. And by the year 2050, on a global basis, we're going to have about 9.5 billion people on the planet. At the moment, 1 in 7 kids doesn't have enough food. So if we can express the benefits of improved efficiency and improved productivity in terms of feeding more hungry kids every single day, that will resonate and should resonate with the consumer.
At the same time, Jude tells us that beef production interests must not only communicate with consumers, but we've got to be willing to listen to consumers as well to find out what they're really thinking about today's beef industry.
We need to listen and not just educate. It's tempting to go in with, these are the facts, these are the figures, here's the data, this must be true, believe us. We have to listen and understand their concerns first, because if we can't, then that conversation simply doesn't work. And I think we've made good strides. We haven't necessarily made great ones. We have more and more people doing it, but we've got to have the conversation effectively to communicate with that consumer. So we can reach so many people through Facebook, through Twitter, through LinkedIn, through all of these sites, but we've got to do it in an effective manner to get our message across to the consumer every day.
Livestock sustainability consultant Jude Capper saying the beef industry's got nothing to be ashamed of. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's the 32nd annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at the Jordan Stockyards, Caddo, Oklahoma, at 7 miles north of Durant. The high noon sale will include 75 breeding age bulls, Limousine and Limflex, Angus and Red Angus, all fertility tested and trick negative. 40 females will be offered. For details, give them a call, 580-597-3006, or go online to AmericanCattleServices.com. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.